It's HPR, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. In our Asia-Pacific neighborhood, wildlife experts have warned that as newly emerging middle classes rapidly develop in places like China and Vietnam, increasing numbers of Asia-Pacific nationals are operating in Africa involved in the killing of endangered species and smuggling their body parts back to Asia, often carving them into trinkets and jewelry in clandestine backyard factories to try and avoid detection. Now a pair of Asian nationals from among the worst offending countries have been busted in a massive seizure that one East African nation said was one of their biggest ever, illustrating the extinction threat Asia-Pacific consumers alone are causing to endangered species they are set to single-handedly wipe off the face of the earth. The AP reported Ugandan authorities have seized two Vietnamese nationals, 750 pieces of ivory, and thousands of pangolin scales being smuggled from neighboring South Sudan, officials confirmed today. They said it was one of the largest seizures ever of wildlife contraband in Uganda. The two Vietnamese nationals are in custody. It was concealed inside pieces of timber carried by three freight containers, the Uganda Revenue Authority said. The elephant tusks and pangolin scales were likely collected in neighboring Congo, the authority claimed. The contraband was detected with the aid of a scanner. The seizure proves Uganda, quote, still is a major transit point for illegal wildlife, said Christophe Teteka, a Belgian researcher who recently investigated the role of individual traders in ivory trafficking. Africa's pangolin species are under increasing pressure from poachers as their scales are used in traditional medicine in some Asian countries, after most of the pangolins in Asia have been killed off already. Africa's elephants are threatened by demand for ivory products that almost entirely comes from China, Japan, Thailand, and other Asian countries. Africa had 1.3 million elephants in the 1970s, but has fewer than 500,000 today, and they're being killed at vastly unsustainable rates, according to conservationists, of tens of thousands of elephants killed each year, thanks largely to Chinese consumers and a 400 million strong middle class that only developed there over the last decade. Uganda's elephant population has been growing in recent years to over 5,000, but the animals still face poaching, sometimes with the help of corrupt wildlife officials. The AP noted that experts warned that elephant populations could plummet if the ivory trade is not stopped.